Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Paul Casey. And, Paul, give us your website again, too, please.
It's selfemploymentforyou.net.
Selfemploymentforyou.net. The book is called Is Self-Employment for You? And that's right there on his website as well, and wherever books are sold. Paul, you're helping us understand some things that we need to do to improve our business, to get ourselves ready for the new year. And as we went to the break, you were talking about making those tough decisions about the organization. It might be an employee. It might be a vendor. It might be some kind of a consultant or an attorney or an accountant or whatever it might be. But there's a tough nagging decision that you've been putting off. You need to go ahead and make it, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, we all have them. And all I'm saying is one of the things we've talked about before in characteristics of being a self-employed individual, and we've talked about the self-employment test, by the way, which will be up on my website in January.
Okay, good.
But and you helped me develop that, Jim. I sent it to you. But one of the characteristics I have in that is being decisive, that if you are a business person, if you want to increase your prospects for success, having the characteristic of being decisive is very important. And then dealing with issues before you, those are the ones who I think separate the ones who make it ultimately or not. So you have to make some hard decisions. Maybe you have to shut down your office and move it home for a while.
Yeah.
But take this time to do it. I've had to do that several times.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just have to suck it up and say it's time to make this shift. And
sometimes small business owners wait too long, don't they? Because
that's right.
Because we're pathological optimists.
True.
And we think,
we're pounded that. And, that's a very good point you bring that up. I sometimes think that we build the optimism thing too up. Life is about setbacks. And if we feel that, oh, my gosh, we're not being particularly sunny and things say, well, life isn't always that way. And, sometimes I go, I'm lowering expectations. I advise people to do that, but that's a whole other subject.
Well,
but you hit something important there, Jim. I think it's a good point.
Well, and the thing is the decision-making thing, I don't see how you can be a business owner for very long if you don't learn to make decisions, and to not worry about whether they're not going to be wrong, but they might not be perfect. So don't worry about the perfect. You got to make a decision. You got to do something. Leaders. People will follow a leader even if they're not always right, as long as they make a decision.
Right, and somebody said to me, and I just was reviewing last night. I think it's very important. Talking about being a leader is also be even. Don't be, you may have your moods every day, but don't bring it to the office because, you're someone, you're not one day overly happy and then the next day really grumpy and upset that you're very uneven. Be consistent.
Yeah, those people really, they have a hard time being leaders. All right, what's the last issue?
So the last issue would be review your mission statement. If you don't have one, make one. It should be like 25 words or less.
What are you doing?
Why are you existing?
Mm-hmm.
Review it, update it, look at it, and like who you are, your goals. What would you put a stake in the ground for?
Would this be a variation on our elevator speech?
Pretty much, but an elevator speech is that would be something to describe what you do exactly.
Yeah.
And this would be something along those lines that you really have in your mind why you're getting up and out of bed in the morning, and why you are running your business, that you can communicate to somebody. Yes, and another way of putting that would be elevator speech.
One of the ways to think about a mission statement to me, Paul, is to think of your stakeholders. You have a lot of groups that are that your business is important to, or they're important to you, and of course, first is customers, and you got your staff. Then you've got your shareholders, which probably is you, your family, and the community. What do you think about building a mission statement around those kinds of stakeholders?
Yeah, because if you do that, you're right. I think that will emerge from it, who your customers are, who your stockholders are, and who you are in business for externally and internally. But that really helps define that.
We're in business to provide this certain kinds of services to a certain profile of customer in the to ultimately make a profit in the business so that the employees and the shareholders can prosper.
That's right.
Just exactly. Something simple like that. Hey, Paul, well done. Thanks for these great ideas today. Give us the website again, please.
It's selfemploymentforyou.net, and I'll be back in touch the first of the year, Jim, and I got my website, the self-employment test, added up. I'd love to have your take a look at it and take it.
Be sure to let us know when that's ready. And also, hopefully next year, you're going to have a new radio announcement for us too, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
All right. We'll look forward to that.
Details are done.
Thanks, Paul.
Jim.
See you next
Happy
time.
Happy holidays.
You too.
Merry Christmas.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back later on.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.